Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking into accident, sickness, and unemployment insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Or, as it's more commonly known, ASU.
ASU, yep.
You've been looking into different ways to kind of bolster your financial safety net.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big one.
It is a big one.
It is a big one.
Yeah, it's a big consideration for a lot of people.
Absolutely. So instead of just, you know, doing the basic rundown of what it is.
Sure.
Let's maybe just jump into some scenarios where this type of insurance could be a game changer for people.
Okay.
Can you walk us through maybe some situations where this type of insurance really shines?
Yeah. Well, I mean, imagine if you are a freelancer who gets a sudden illness or a construction worker who gets injured on the job or even just somebody facing an unexpected layoff.
Mm.
These are cases where ASU can really step in and help cover those essential bills while you're unable to work.
Right. It's like a financial bridge during a turbulent time.
Exactly.
But wouldn't my emergency fund cover some of that? Like, how does this work in conjunction with just having...
Yeah.
You know, money saved.
That's a great question. And it really kind of speaks to the importance of having both.
Right.
You know, ideally, your emergency fund covers that waiting period.
Okay.
The time before your ASU benefits kick in. But for people who have very limited savings, understanding that waiting period is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
You might need a shorter waiting period, even if it means you're paying slightly higher premiums.
So it's a balancing act.
It is a balancing act, yeah.
Now, I know there's different types of ASU policies.
Yep.
You know, there's standalone, short-term, long-term, and then job loss only.
Yes.
Standalone seems like it would be the most comprehensive.
It is, yes.
But maybe not the most cost-effective.
Right, potentially, you're right.
Okay.
You can think of standalone ASU as sort of like the ultimate safety net.
Right.
It's kind of like having a financial guardian angel, especially if you juggle multiple freelance gigs or if you're working in a physically demanding job. But that level of protection does come at a cost.
Mm-hmm.
So it is more suitable for those with a higher risk tolerance and a higher budget.
Okay. So that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Short-term ASU seems like it's more geared towards like if you're recovering from an injury or, you know, maybe having a short job search.
Exactly. It's a temporary financial cushion.
Okay.
The advantage is that it's generally more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
The disadvantage is limited coverage.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
So long term, if someone's really looking for that long term security, they probably lean more towards that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's for those who want that extended peace of mind.
Right.
Knowing that they've got that safety net in place,
mm-hmm.
potentially until retirement. But of course,
longer coverage.
Longer coverage.
Higher cost.
Higher cost. Yep.
And then job loss only is a more targeted approach.
Absolutely. It's focused protection against involuntary unemployment, which is great because often it comes with lower premiums.
Okay.
But of course, it doesn't cover sickness or accidents.
Got it. Okay. So we've got the four main types.
Yep.
Before we get into the specifics of policies, I am curious how this is different from income protection.
Okay.
Because they both seem like they kind of deal with loss of income.
Yeah.
But I'm not clear on the nuances between the two.
It's a key distinction. So income protection covers loss of income from illness or injury, regardless of your employment status. So whether you're employed, self-employed, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
ASU specifically covers accidents, sickness, and job loss. So it takes into account the circumstances surrounding your inability to work.
So income protection is purely about your ability to work.
Exactly.
And ASU is like, well, why can't you work?
It is. Yeah. Well put.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get into those policy details.
Okay.
What are some of the big things that people should be looking at when they're comparing different ASU policies?
So first up is the waiting period.
Okay.
The time that you have to wait before the benefits kick in. A shorter waiting period means quicker access to funds, but usually, you guessed it, higher premiums.
Right. And I feel like 30 days is pretty standard.
It's fairly standard, yeah.
But I can imagine for somebody who's living paycheck to paycheck, 30 days can be a long time.
It can be a long time, yeah.
How do people typically bridge that gap?
It's a good question. You know, a lot of people will rely on their emergency savings to cover that period.
Okay.
Some people might negotiate with creditors or explore government assistance programs if they're eligible.
Right.
But it really comes down to individual circumstances and planning ahead.
So it's not just about getting the policy.
It's not just about getting the policy, no.
It's about knowing how you're going to make it work for your specific situation.
Exactly.
Okay, what's another one? Another big policy feature.
Another one to look at is the benefit duration. So how long those payments will last.
Hmm.
You see options ranging from fixed term, so maybe 12 months, 24 months, to benefits that continue until you can return to work.
Wow.
Or even reach retirement age.
So somebody who's in, let's say, a high-risk occupation, or maybe has a history of health issues in their family,
mm-hmm.
might want to lean more towards a longer benefit duration.
Absolutely, yeah. Choosing the right duration is key in tailoring that policy to your specific needs.
Okay, and let's talk about cost.
Yeah.
I know it varies based on, you know, age, occupation, all the things that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Is there a general range that people can expect to pay?
It's tough to give an exact number, but monthly premiums can range anywhere from £10 to £50 or more.
Okay.
Depending on those factors that we just discussed.
That's a pretty wide range.
It is a pretty wide range, yeah.
Is there a way to get a more personalized estimate?
Absolutely. That's where comparing quotes from different providers comes in.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of providers now offer online tools where you can input your information and get a more tailored estimate based on your specific circumstances.
So do your homework.
You do your homework.
Find the one that best suits your needs.
Yeah, it's not one size fits all.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So we've got types, we've got key policy features, we know how it's different from income protection.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other factors that might influence someone's decision to get ASU insurance?
Well, one big one to consider is your occupation.
Okay.
Some professions are just inherently riskier,
yeah.
either in terms of accidents or job security.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, construction workers, freelancers, those in physically demanding roles, they might find ASU particularly valuable.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I imagine your overall financial situation kind of plays into that as well.
Absolutely. Someone with a large emergency fund and a very stable job might feel less of a need for ASU
right.
compared to someone who's living paycheck to paycheck or working in a more volatile industry.
Yeah.
So it's about assessing your own vulnerabilities and how much risk you're comfortable with.
So we're back to personalized planning.
Back to personalized planning, yeah.
Figuring out where this fits into your overall financial strategy.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
We've explored the different types of ASU insurance,
yeah.
the key policy features,
mm-hmm.
and all the factors to consider when you're choosing a policy.
Yeah.
But what happens when you need to actually use this insurance?
That's a great question. That's where things can get a little tricky.
Okay.
In the next part of our deep dive, we're going to break down the claims process.
Okay.
We're going to discuss potential pitfalls to avoid,
mm-hmm.
and we'll even share some real-life stories of how ASU insurance has made a difference.
Okay, I'm excited for that. Can't wait.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
So before we jumped into the break, we were really getting into like all the nitty gritty of ASU insurance, the types, you know, the waiting periods, the costs.
Yeah.
But now let's talk about when things go wrong.
Okay.
What happens when you need to actually make a claim?
Okay. So that's where it all kind of comes down to the wire.
Right.
It can feel daunting.
But it can actually be a pretty straightforward process.
Okay.
Especially if you're prepared.
Right.
The first thing is to contact your insurer as soon as possible after the event.
Mm-hmm.
That triggers the claim.
Sooner the better.
Sooner the better, absolutely.
Okay, but practically speaking, what does that look like?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of proof do they need to see?
That's where having your ducks in a row really matters.
Okay.
You're going to need to provide proof of why you can't work.
Okay.
Whether it's an accident, illness, or job loss.
So let's say I slip on some ice and break my ankle.
Okay.
What would I need to show the insurance company?
In that case, you would likely need medical records from your doctor.
Okay.
Confirming the fracture and stating that you are unable to work because of it.
Okay.
And you might also need some sort of documentation from your employer
mm-hmm.
if you're taking sick leave or something like that.
Mm. Okay. So what if it's something like, I don't know, I get laid off. It's like a sudden layoff.
Yeah. For unemployment, you'd need something from your employer confirming that job loss.
Okay.
Maybe a termination letter or a redundancy notice, something like that.
So paper trail, it's all about the paper trail.
It is all about the paper trail. Yeah.
Okay. So crucial to keep those documents organized.
Absolutely.
And accessible.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're going to need them.
You really don't.
Now, once you've gathered all that, you've submitted your claim.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just automatically approved?
Not quite. The insurer does need to review everything.
Okay.
To make sure that you meet the policy's criteria.
Right. So it's like a verification process.
That's a verification process. Yeah.
So what are some of the common reasons why claims get denied?
So one reason could be that the actual event itself isn't covered by your specific policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every policy has its own terms and conditions.
Right.
It's really important to understand those nuances.
So read the fine print.
In the fine print, yeah.
Know what you're signing up for.
Exactly.
What are some other reasons?
Sometimes a claim might be denied because the person hasn't met the waiting period requirement.
Right, right.
So remember, there's that initial period.
Mm.
After the event, before the benefits kick in.
And that varies depending on the policy.
It varies depending on the policy, absolutely.
Okay, is there anything else?
Yeah, another reason could be discrepancies in the information provided.
Okay.
So it's really crucial to be accurate and honest in your application and your claim forms.
Right.
Any inconsistencies can raise red flags and potentially lead to a denial.
So if your claim is denied, what can you do?
So thankfully, it's not a dead end.
Okay.
Most insurers have an appeals process.
Okay.
So if your claim is denied, you have the right to appeal that decision.
So it's like a second chance to state your case.
It is, yeah. And you'll typically need to provide some additional documentation or clarification to support your claim.
So maybe a more detailed statement from a doctor or an employer.
Exactly. It's really important to be persistent and advocate for yourself during that process.
So knowledge of your policy and the process is power.
It really is. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to insurance.
Now, let's talk about some potential pitfalls to avoid.
Okay.
What are some common mistakes that people make with ASU insurance?
One of the biggest mistakes is not fully understanding the policy's terms and conditions.
Right.
People often skim over that fine print,
mm.
which can lead to nasty surprises later on.
Right.
So really carefully read through the policy. Pay attention to things like exclusions, waiting periods,
mm-hmm.
benefit durations, and any specific requirements for making that claim.
Yeah, it's like buying a new gadget and not reading the instruction manual.
It really is.
You might miss out on some key features or end up, you know, damaging it.
That's a great analogy.
What else? What's another one?
Another pitfall is waiting too long to file that claim.
Okay.
Sometimes people hesitate, thinking they'll recover quickly or they'll find a new job sooner than expected. But delaying the process can make it harder to gather the necessary documentation.
Mm-hmm.
And you could potentially miss out on benefits that you were actually entitled to.
So err on the side of caution.
Err on the side of caution, yeah.
Okay, is there another one?
Yeah. Another common mistake is not being completely truthful on the application.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it can be tempting to maybe downplay a health condition.
Right, so you get a lower premium.
Exactly. But that can backfire big time.
Mm-hmm.
Insurers have ways of verifying that information, and if they discover any discrepancies, they can deny your claim.
Oh, wow.
Or even cancel your policy altogether.
Oh, honesty is really the best policy, no pun intended.
Exactly, in every sense of the word.
Okay, now I think it would be really helpful to illustrate this with some real life examples.
Sure.
Do you have any stories of how ASU insurance has really made a difference in people's lives?
I do. So let's start with Sarah.
Okay.
She was a freelance graphic designer. She was working from home, you know, managing clients, deadlines, the whole thing.
Yeah. So no paid sick leave.
No paid sick leave. Exactly. And then one evening she trips over her dog's toy.
Oh, no.
And ends up fracturing her wrist.
Ouch.
Yeah. And of course, the thought of not being able to work for weeks was terrifying.
Yeah.
But luckily, she'd taken out an ASU policy a few months earlier.
Okay.
So while her wrist was healing, those ASU benefits provided her with a monthly income that covered her bills.
Wow.
Rent, everything. It allowed her to focus on her recovery without that added stress of financial hardship.
That's a perfect example of how it can bring peace of mind.
Absolutely.
During a really tough time, you know, it's not just about the money. It's about easing that burden.
Absolutely.
And allowing you to, you know, prioritize your well-being.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's another example?
Okay, so let's talk about John. He was a skilled carpenter working for a construction company. And out of the blue, he was laid off when a major project got canceled.
Wow.
He had a mortgage and a young family to support. The uncertainty was overwhelming.
Yeah, construction can be a pretty unpredictable industry.
You're right, it can be.
Yeah.
But fortunately, John had opted for ASU insurance with that job loss coverage.
Okay.
And the monthly payments from his policy helped him bridge that gap while he was searching for a new job,
mm-hmm.
preventing his family from falling behind on those bills.
These stories really hit home. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the details of policies and premiums.
It is.
But these are real people facing real challenges. And, you know, this shows how ASU can really be a lifeline in those moments.
It truly is.
It underscores the importance of considering your own circumstances, your vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if you were in Sarah's shoes or John's shoes?
Yeah, how would your life be different?
Exactly, with and without this kind of protection.
Absolutely.
That's a powerful question.
It is a powerful question.
And it makes you realize that financial security is not just about saving for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being prepared for those unexpected twists and turns that life can throw at you.
Exactly, yeah.
But I have a question. We've talked a lot about the benefits of ASU insurance.
Sure.
Are there any downsides or things people should be aware of?
That's a great question and one that deserves a closer look.
Yeah.
So while ASU offers really invaluable protection, it's really important to be aware of those potential limitations or situations where it might not be the ideal solution.
Got it.
And in the final part of our deep dive, we're going to explore some of those nuances.
Okay.
We're going to discuss what ASU doesn't cover and really help you determine if it's truly the right fit for your individual needs and financial goals.
I'm looking forward to that.
Sounds good.
All right, welcome back to the deep dive. We are now on the final part of our exploration of ASU insurance.
The final part, yes.
We have talked about a lot, the different types of policies, the claims process, and we even heard some pretty inspiring real life stories.
Absolutely.
But before we wrap up, we need to address the elephant in the room.
Okay, the elephant in the room.
Those situations where ASU might not be the perfect solution.
Right, where it's not a good fit.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked a lot about the benefits.
Yep.
But like any financial product, it's important to understand the limitations.
Absolutely.
What are some things that ASU doesn't cover?
Okay.
That people should be aware of?
Okay, well, one key thing to remember is that ASU is not a replacement for health insurance.
Right.
So it's not going to cover your medical expenses or treatments.
Mm.
It's really focused on that income replacement when you're unable to work due to a covered event.
So if you're facing, I don't know, a serious illness and you need a lot of medical care, that's where your health insurance is going to come.
That's your primary safety net, exactly.
Right.
ASU is there to supplement your income, not cover those medical bills.
Okay, that makes sense. What about pre-existing conditions?
Yeah, that's another important one. Some policies might have limitations or exclusions for conditions you had before getting the insurance.
Mm.
So it's really crucial to carefully review those policy terms and disclose any pre-existing conditions during that application process.
You don't want to get caught off guard.
No, not at all.
When you need to make a claim.
Exactly.
Okay, what about mental health?
Yeah, that's a great question and one that's becoming increasingly important.
Mm-hmm.
Coverage for mental health conditions can vary widely between providers and policies.
Okay.
Some policies might offer limited coverage while others might exclude them completely.
So again, check the specifics of the policy.
It's the specifics, yeah.
Know what's included, what's not.
Exactly.
Okay, so are there any other situations where ASU might not be the best option?
Yeah, so ASU typically won't cover situations where your inability to work is due to kind of like voluntary actions.
Okay.
So for example, if you quit your job without a valid reason or engage in risky activities that lead to injury, your claim might be denied.
So it's about protecting you from the unforeseen.
Yeah, things that are outside your control.
Right.
Exactly. It's also worth noting that, you know, ASU is not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Okay.
The benefit payments are intended to replace a portion of your lost income, not provide like a windfall.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount you receive will depend on your policy terms and your previous earnings.
Right.
It's designed to help you stay afloat, not, you know, fund a lavish lifestyle.
So safety net, not a lottery ticket.
Exactly. And finally, remember that, you know, ASU is just one piece of the financial security puzzle.
Right.
It's not a magic bullet that solves all your financial worries.
Mm-hmm.
It works best when it's combined with other financial tools like emergency savings,
budgeting,
long-term financial planning. Yeah.
So taking a holistic approach.
Holistic approach, absolutely.
Not relying on just one solution.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we've explored the ins and outs of ASU insurance.
Yeah, we really have.
From the different types of policies, the claims process, the pitfalls to avoid, situations where it might not be the right fit. As we're wrapping up this deep dive, what are some key takeaways you want our listeners to remember?
I mean, first and foremost, ASU insurance can be a powerful tool to protect your income when life throws you a curveball.
Yeah.
You know, it can really provide that crucial financial bridge during times of uncertainty,
Right.
whether it's an unexpected illness, an accident, sudden job loss.
Peace of mind, knowing that you're not alone.
Exactly, yeah. But it's really important to choose a policy that aligns with your individual needs and circumstances.
Right.
You know, consider your occupation, your health history, your financial situation, your risk tolerance.
Shop around.
Shop around, compare quotes from different providers, ask questions.
That'll be great to ask questions.
Yeah, the more informed you are, the better equipped you'll be to make the right decision.
And remember, it's not a substitute for other financial planning measures.
It's not, no.
Like emergency savings and budgeting.
Exactly. It's about having that multi-layered approach to financial security.
Well, on that note, as we leave you to ponder all things ASU insurance,
mm-hmm.
we want to leave you with a final thought-provoking question.
Okay, hit me.
Do you think having this type of safety net could bring you greater peace of mind?
Yeah.
Imagine you're facing an unexpected event. How would your life be different with and without this kind of protection?
That's a great question for everyone to consider.
Explore further, compare quotes, you know, read those policy details.
Absolutely.
See if ASU is the right fit for your financial journey.
It's a journey for sure.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into ASU insurance.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay financially secure.